It's Tuesday. Time to knuckle down, get to work. A lot to cover today, so let's get to it. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, October 8th, 2019. Here are three big things you know right now. Number three, Ilhan Omar says it's the media's fault that her marriage is falling apart. It apparently has nothing to do with running around with a married man, her being married herself. She says it's the media's fault. You. Anyhow, number two, another one of Elizabeth Warren's stories proving to be quite, well, false. She claimed recently she was fired many years ago as a teacher for being pregnant, but, well, the facts just don't bear that out. It says that she wasn't qualified to continue. And number one, the clamor over the announcement by the president that he is pulling American troops out of northeast Syria. Nothing compared to the uproar of what he tweeted out yesterday, making it clear if Turkey attacks U.S.-backed Kurds, the price would be very high. Here's my confusion. All of this pushback, all of this clamor that we need to remain in northeast Syria to protect the Kurds, to stay there with a small force, and I've got plenty of people talking about this today. We'll get to it. But here's my question. How many American lives is it worth to you? How many American lives is it worth to protect northeast Syria, to protect that part of the Middle East, to remain in battle mode for all these years? I realize the Kurds are our allies, have been there shoulder to shoulder with us for a very long time throughout the Iraq war, throughout the war in Afghanistan. They've been allies of ours. But as I recall, there are 29 member nations in an organization we call NATO. One of those member organizations is the nation of Turkey. And Turkey is who we have basically given a green light to take over the control of the ISIS prisoner camps. And the Turks have a long-running conflict with the Kurds. The Kurds are concerned about ethnic cleansing. The Turks are concerned about border security. And there's a long, simmering war about to explode there. Which side do you take? Do you take the side of your NATO ally, which is what NATO is all about? If your ally is at war, the other member nations are supposed to be there to support that country. Or do you protect the Kurds that have been there for you and had your back and had your six for all of this time leading up to it? The president, finding himself in a bit of a conflict, to say the least. Many Republicans speaking out against it. Many Democrats speaking out against it. Of course, their motives can't be trusted. Some people more shrill than others. Meghan McCain, for example, coming completely unglued on her program, The View, preaching to the liberal choir. Meghan McCain comes unglued. I want you to hear this. It's bite number five from Meghan McCain. Bite five, go.
So I'm going a little bit rogue, but I've been so mad this morning and so upset about this news that we are abandoning our Kurdish allies in the Middle East. These are allies of ours that American soldiers are still continuing to fight alongside. All we did was arm them and they fought for America. And right now we're just saying we're just going to leave them and abandon them. And to everyone in the White House and every Republican who was mad that President Obama pulled out of Iraq, you feckless, unpatriotic cowards. I cannot believe this is where we're at. Diplomatic lies. And I cannot believe this is what message is this sending to our allies who have fought alongside us and to our American troops who have fought and died for this. And I cannot believe I'm waking up in the morning seeing this kind of news. And I don't care that he ran on pulling troops out. There's a whole different thing. We leave this. This is a great day for ISIS and this is a great day for Assad. And shame on everyone who is supporting this. Right. And I'm sorry this is not the topic, but I just couldn't come out here today and not say this.
No, it's very important.
Here's the thing. Those same Democrats, oh, it's important. Donald Trump's wrong. They don't care about this or anything else. They care about criticizing Donald Trump at every turn. Now, the question still remains. How many American lives is it worth to you? The Kurds have been an ally. Turkey is a NATO member, the same as we are. What holds more sway? Is it the NATO membership of that nation, or is it the Kurds who they have a long-running conflict with? We would prefer that nobody got into a battle there, but the president went out and tweeted about it. The president went out and tweeted about it, and it didn't go over all that well, I think it's safe to say. I think it's safe to say that the president's tweet about it was not well received. As I have stated strongly before, he tweeted, and just to reiterate, If Turkey does anything that I and my great and unmatched wisdom consider to be off limits, I will totally destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey. I've done it before. They must, with Europe and others, watch over, and it goes on. You know, in my great and unmatched wisdom, I think that the question should simply be, which side is more important to America and American interests? Is it the NATO membership? Is it the Kurds? And by the way, I find it entertaining, to say the least, when the president says something so outrageous in a tweet. I believe he's just trolling to get the Democrats and the news media to go crazy. I think that's what he's doing. I don't take that seriously in my great and unmatched wisdom. I think he's doing that because he can poke the Democrats and have sporting fun with it. And he is begging for impeachment, which, by the way, we're going to get to that in a moment. But there are serious voices in this whole conversation. War veteran Congressman Dan Crenshaw, who was badly injured in the Middle East wars, does not like what he's seeing here. Bite number six with Congressman Dan Crenshaw. Bite six, go.
Hey guys, I want to give you my thoughts on the president's decision to pull troops back from northern Syria and potentially allow the Turkish military to cross over that border. I have some serious concerns about this, mostly because there is no obvious benefit to American national security by pulling our own troops back. We have a very small and cost-effective force there. It provides stability. It protects our allies, the Kurds, and the Syrian Democratic Forces. If you allow the Turkish military to cross over that, we could see some serious hostilities between the Turks and our allies, and that would be a big problem. And again, no benefit to our own national security. So we're going to keep a close eye on this and keep you updated.
Here's the problem I have with that. We don't know what the conversations were behind the scenes. If the Turks are saying, listen, we're going to go to war with these people, and America's standing in the way, and we're going to go to war with these people anyway, and we don't want to have American lives in the middle of this conflict. Again, whose side are you on? The NATO member country, Turkey, or the Kurds that have been on your side for many, many years? You tell me, how do you get there? Everybody wants to be a critic, but it's a difficult choice. And again, I ask you, how many American lives, men and women, killed and maimed, is it worth to protect northeast Syria? Does it really strengthen the Russians by us pulling out of there? Possibly. The Turks have been getting stronger and closer with the Russians. Is this a strategic move by this president to pull the Turks back closer in their alliance with the United States and NATO? Possibly. There's a lot there we just don't know. All right. Big program today, by the way. We're doing some special things today. This is a special program, a special edition. The Michigan No Fault Reality Tour will be beginning in just a few minutes here. Brought to you by the Michigan Auto Insurance Promise. I'll explain what that means in a few minutes. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now, we're announcing a bold new goal. to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.